welcome to March's Library Chat, the monthly podcast by the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled, where we chat about books and podcasts with library staff and guests. I'm Sarah Williford, Library Director. Here with me today for our episode is some familiar voices if you listen to our Library News or Braille Bits podcast. We have Denise Bean, our Youth Services Librarian.
Hi, great to be here.
Leslie Heinzler, our Special Services Librarian.
Hi.
Tyler Sweat, our Accessible Media Specialist.
Hello.
So what is Library Chat? Leslie and Tyler have been doing the Library News podcast for over a year, and it's great of hearing the news in the library, what's new, upcoming events, and about books. And Denise has been doing our Braille Bits podcast, taking us through Braille lessons with special guests learning about all things Braille. So we decided to expand the podcast the library offers to include one that discusses books and podcasts around what we hope are fun and interesting topics. If you missed any of our earlier episodes, the podcast along with a book list is available on our library blog at iowalibrary.blog. So, our topic for this week's podcast turned out to be pretty fun, as we were just talking about. It's definitely one we have discussed since we decided. I'm not sure how we landed on this one. I think March sort of perplexed us on what topic to go with. So for March, we've decided our topic should be true crime. And again, I'm not sure how we landed here, but we are going to discuss true crime. So I guess my first question is, are you guys true crime fans?
I am, for sure. I've read a bunch of true crime books lately. In the last year, probably, since working from home a lot more, I listened to books while I was working, and they were all true crime. I just looked back at my history, and most of them were true crime, so it's really interesting.
That mystery of not knowing how it ends keeps you engaged.
It does.
Yeah, and I love true crime as well, because I fall under the only books I ever really listen to are nonfiction anyway, and so that kind of fits very nicely into that category of something a little different. So, yeah.
Yes, I love true crime. In fact, one of my first books that I've ever enjoyed listening to while I was working here was, Sworn to Silence and all of those books. Oh, gosh, you're so good. I'd be listening to that book, and I would you couldn't wait to hear the next part of it. So yes, I love those type of books too.
So do you like current day, not current day, but more recent true crime, or do you like historical? I tend to go with the historical, but.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I think like the first, I don't know if it's true crime. It definitely fits in the category, half the book does, but it's Devil in the White City.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And so that one is one that, like, if you take the world fair out of it, then it definitely is a true crime book. Uh-huh. And I read that in college, and I read that one, I was like, this is amazing. Yeah. Like, this is such a good book.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. And I've always had, I like researching about, the person afterwards. I think that's part of the fun, too.
Same
so,
here.
Like, that one. I never heard of H.H. Holmes.
Yeah.
And doing this deep dive into his life was incredible.
So I like to do that too, and when I'm reading a book, I make myself not look up anything about the person until I'm done. And then when I'm done, I'm just like, okay, what else can I find out about them? But I have to wait, otherwise I don't want to spoil anything.
It's almost like a domino thing, isn't it though? Yeah. I mean, one piece goes to the other piece, and you just question the whole time, and you're all the time putting all these things together to try to make sense of it. And then what you think will happen doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. And then that's even, it makes you like the book even more.
Yeah.
So do you guys go for the mystery or do you like the gruesome? I mean, because when you talk about true crime, you can have all types of true crime out there. You can have the serial killers to the robbery to the one I always go, back to is the Moonstone, the mystery of the Moonstone, and how many books have been written about that?
I like the mystery because you have to problem solve, and it's fun to bounce off of other people thinking just even before this podcast today, we were talking about different types of books and different scenarios. But even that part, the mystery part of it, keeps you guessing, and I think that's my favorite part. And then you build relationships with the people. Not that we have a relationship, but you feel connected to that person and the different people that are in the book. It's kind of almost personal sometimes.
Yeah, I would say serial killers, like, sure. Like, my wife and I
are. I don't like how you said that, Tyler. I'm going to clarify.
My wife and I are very interested in that stuff. It's less of the glorification of what they stand for, but it's sort of the whole story of how they became who they were.
Yeah.
And sort of like the how can someone become this?
Right, yeah.
More than it is about what they actually did. And so, because if you look at, like, all serial killers have a very similar sort of path. Now, they have the same, like, trauma and other things that kind of lead them down. And so that's the part that at least I find interesting about how they got to where they were. So.
It's almost like a documentary, too.
Those are the kind of style I like, where it's not less of the mystery and more of like timeline of events with interviews and those types of things.
Yes.
Yeah, same here.
Okay. Leslie and I are actually talking about the Night Stalker during mail today, so that's where that's how our day's been going.
Night Stalker. Yeah, that's a good one so far.
Okay. So let's talk books. So I did do a bit of research, as I do, and I looked at some different sites, different lists, to see what was popular now, what are all-time favorites. There are some great lists to get you started, depending on your, I guess, true crime focus. Because like BookRiot.com, Goodreads, Amazon, CrimeReads.com, CrimeByTheBook.com, and more. And of course our library catalog can point you in the direction of some really great books. So before I dive into my list, we kind of already started, but do you guys have some favorite true crime books?
I already said Devil in the White City.
Yeah. That was on mine. Favorites.
That's a good one. I just read one called, and this is a more recent, I think it was, I can't remember, it was maybe like 80s, 90s when it happened. It's called If You Tell, and it's not really about a serial killer. It's about a mom who is just terrible to her children and ends up kind of killing a friend who was a babysitter. I don't know, it was very, very well done. It was a good book by Greg Olson. Good one.
And being a mom and all that stuff. You identify with that. Mm-hmm. The author, Linda, and now help me if I say this incorrect or not, but Linda Castillo. Mm-hmm. She has written some really, and it's around kind of that Amish community, mm-hmm. and just think this really sweet community, but just her persona in the books, and again, it just kind of keeps you on the edge of your seat, and it's just a well-written storyline, and she has several books. A couple of my favorites are Breaking Silence, Pray for Silence, and Sworn to Silence. They're all really well done.
Leslie and I were actually talking about, so I had Devil in the White City, Murder, Magic, and Madness at the Fair That Changed America by Eric Larson. And then also we were just talking about Killers of the Flower Moon, mm-hmm. The Osage Murders, and The Birth of the FBI by David Gran. That one, I think I said, how did I explain it? I think I just said what a mess all of that was, and just how many years did that go on in the different... Mm. How many murders and cover-ups and, that's a good one. If you haven't read that one, I recommend that one.
I think what's fun about that FBI is that you put on that FBI detective hat and you try to figure out the crime as you go through it or the mystery.
And this book is actually before the FBI was the FBI.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
It's kind of what started it. Mm-hmm. I recommend that one. But so, if you're into infamous murders... here's some. American Predator, The Hunt for the Most Meticulous Serial Killer of the 21st Century. The Five, The Untold Lives of the Women Killed by Jack the Ripper. Felter Skelter.
Yes.
I'll Be Gone in the Dark, One Woman's Obsessive Search for the Golden State Killer. The Stranger Beside Me, Ted Bundy, The Classic Case of a Serial Murder by Anne Rule. The Road to Jonestown, Jim Jones and People's Temple. And The Midnight Assassin, Panic, Scandal, and the Hunt for America's First Serial Killer by Skip Hollandsworth. So there's some for you, Tyler.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
One that I started reading is called Mindhunter. And there's a Netflix show, but that one talks about the FBI and the creation of, It's like, I can't think of the name of the group, but it's like the...
Like the behavioral narrative.
Yeah, behavioral sciences unit. Yeah. Yeah, so like where they're actually interviewing serial killers to kind of figure out how they tick. Mm-hmm. And so it's about, it follows, you know, this, it's a true story, this one FBI agent who was put in charge of creating this, and it's him interviewing serial killers. So he kind of walks through the stories of him going to prisons to interview guys that had already been locked up. So it's an interesting read. I need to do a little bit more reading it. I'm taking a break from it for a little bit.
And that's under my list of adapted true crime.
Yes, yeah,
Mindhunter, Inside the FBI's Elite Serial Crime Unit by John Douglas and Mark Allshaker. We watched that
on Netflix
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Some other ones under the adapted true crime, All the President's Men by Carl Bernstein and Bob Woodward. So if you want to kind of go into that kind of true crime. Catch Me If You Can, the amazing true story of the youngest and most daring con man in the history of fun and profit. And then In Cold Blood, Truman Capote, yep. A true account of a multiple murder and its consequences. If you're, like, international, there's The Feather Thief, Beauty Obsession and the Natural History Heist of the Century. And Say Nothing, a true story of murder and memory in Northern Ireland. Oh, that's the one.
Okay, what is the book that takes place in, was it Missouri? You told me about it. Is that on your list?
I have a list of Iowa and Midwest.
Okay, good, good. Great minds. There we go.
So, Midnight Assassin, the one I mentioned earlier, is actually, there's one called Midnight Assassin, different book, A Murder in America's Heartland. Morning Ran Red, Stephen Bowen, if so, Villisca Axe Murders, if you're aware of Villisca, Iowa, and that crime, and also kind of tied with Villisca, Axe Murders, is The Man from the Train, the solving of a century-old serial killer mystery. So that kind of looks at other crimes that happened along the railway that maybe point in who might have been the killer in the Villisca Axe Murders. So there's good stuff there. And then the one... Tyler, you were talking about is called In Broad Daylight.
Oh, yes. I just started reading that because I thought I had read it, but I hadn't, and we were talking about it, so I just started reading it.
Skidmore, Missouri.
Yeah.
Kind of the town bully is shot and killed in the middle of the afternoon, and nobody talks.
Nobody says a word. Nobody will answer the question.
You have to let me know what you think of that book.
And he was young. He was only like, he was my age.
But what year did it take place?
81?
Yeah.
Oh, this was like recent.
Yeah. This,
I thought this was like 1881.
No.
This is like.
No, recent.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
In the 80s for sure. I could be wrong about
you. Wow.
Yeah, I feel like early 80s.
Yeah.
And then another one that we have in our collection is The Drake Diner Murders by Pete Hale.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good one. I think one of our narrators might have done that.
Oh, okay.
Might have been Tim Grissi. One of our volunteer narrators narrated that book for us. So that's Iowa and Midwest titles that I grabbed really quick.
I have to say your Jim Jones, the book that you talked about, the Jim Jones, I was a little girl and I remember when that happened.
Mm-hmm.
It was around, we were visiting Thanksgiving, and that, you know, documentary, true story, and it just, and these books can really go through and retell everything again, but yeah, it was, like, intense. This guy was a cult leader, and and that book, you know, just really talks about all of that. Over 900 people died. It was just crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And here's some just other titles. So for those of you who like serial killers, America's First Female, those of you who enjoy learning more about that. America's First Female Serial Killer, Jane Topman and the Making of a Monster. And The Poisoner's Handbook, Murder and the Birth of Forensic Medicine in Jazz Age, New York. And then Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, A Savannah Story.
That's a good one too.
So that was kind of what I pulled, but like I said, it's sort of endless books out there.
Yeah.
If you're interested.
There are a lot out there.
And so that led us into the vast array of true crime podcasts that are out there. And I think we struggle a little bit trying to decide which one, because there's a lot of different options. The one I was just telling them about, so I kind of put together, I kept sending, how about this one, how about this one? And then, so of course, the rabbit hole of what is the list. So I've added so many to my to listen to podcasts as I prep for this podcast, and I'm deep into the one called Tom Brown's Body from the Texas Monthly team. Just really quick about that one, because I feel like I need to mention it. It's not the one we're reviewing, but we're going to talk about it anyway. But about it, in 2016, popular high school senior mysteriously disappeared on the night before Thanksgiving, and his remains were found 2 years later. So acclaimed writer Skip Hollandsworth, I don't know if you remember his name from our list, he goes to investigate the mystery, and it contains interviews with people in the town, students, family, and friends. It's really good. I have not looked up anything about it, because I want to get through the podcast to see what happened. There's definitely great lists out there, too. I just honestly went in and searched, like, best true crime podcasts of 2021, and boom. You
came up with a lot for us to pick from.
I know.
You really
and that was, like, just a tiny bit. Yeah. So before we jump into the podcast we picked to review for this month, do you have any other recommendations for true crime podcasts?
One of the ones you sent, I was the Morning Cup of Murder. And so, like, what I liked about that podcast is it gives you a topic, and it gives you, like, a pretty brief overview of that person or thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go look it up and kind of research it your own. And that's why, because I listened to a couple of those, and there's some things I'd never heard of that I kind of looked up and checked out. So I thought that was an interesting one.
I don't really have, like, a favorite true crime one, unfortunately. I was kind of late to the party on podcasts and true crime podcasts. And I just listened to the first season of Serial, like, last year. And that was really good. I was, like, that was my first podcast and my first true crime podcast all into one, and it was really good.
So you're sold.
Yeah.
So you're sold. I like what we're going to talk about, because it was, like, short, sweet little chunks of different podcasts, like 15 minutes and 10 minutes. So very, very nice.
Yes. So this month's podcast we chose is Today in Crime, a Parcast original. So here's the description they give. Crime never takes a day off, and neither do we. Every day we flip back the calendar and examine a true crime event from the same date years ago. It might be the anniversary of an important case being solved, the end of a landmark trial, or a serial killer's birthday. Whatever the date, there's no ordinary day in true crime history. In each daily episode, we present a short true crime story, then analyze the impact of the historic day's events. Today, in true crime, again, is a Parcast Spotify original, and again, new episodes every day based on what day it is. So here are some examples. I just went and pulled some from, I think, last week. So, like, on March 5th, 1969, arrest warrant issued for Jim Morrison, and they talk about why that happened. March 3rd, 1983, Peter Ivers murdered. March 1st, 1932, Lindbergh baby kidnapped. And then, like, January 17th, 1950, and the Great Brinks robbery. So that's kind of each day they tell you what happened on that day in crime. So I think we all might have listened to different ones as we went. So I listened to the arrest warrant issued for Jim Morrison. So I learned a lot on that one.
So did I.
Me too. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I didn't either.
But I liked it. Listen to that one.
You didn't listen to that one?
Yeah, listen to that one.
Did you listen to Martha Stewart? The one with Martha Stewart.
So, yeah, listen to the Jim Morrison one now.
Yeah.
So I guess, which ones did you listen to? Jim Morrison.
Martha Stewart, that talk about where she went into jail, and I have a really good friend that looks like Martha Stewart, who's nothing like Martha Stewart, doesn't even know how to cook or anything, but But her whole experience of going into jail, and then here's the thing. So she gets out of jail, and then she's what do you call that, house?
Under house arrest.
Yeah. Under house arrest for she's in this gorgeous house, and she gets to go to work.
Must
for
be rough.
Like 48 hours a week. I think that's what it is. I don't remember exactly what it is. And I thought, she gets to go to work for... And to me, I don't know, she just had a really different twist in how she was thinking about what she did. And I did listen to, actually, Jim Morrison.
The Martha Stewart one's a very interesting story.
It is.
It's just so crazy.
And so much... And here's the thing. She wrote so many books from her experience that just triggered all these other books that come from it. But... yeah, they were good. They were a good podcast.
I listened to The Great Brain Strawberry. I didn't know what that was. So it was a group of 11 men stole millions of dollars from the armored car depot belonging to Brinks. And in 1950, at that time, it was the largest heist in U.S. history. So that's what I learned.
I listened to the Charles Lindbergh baby one. I mean, I've heard of that, but I knew about it, of course, but I didn't really know the details, so I thought that was interesting. I didn't realize the person who had kidnapped him, like, made his own ladder, and then the ladder broke, and that's kind of how they found out who he was. I don't know.
But it took a long time, didn't it, for them to figure it out?
Yeah.
Like, that was the whole deal.
It did.
It was this big mystery of who did it.
And how they gave him money, and then
they
still never got the baby. And,
yeah.
Interesting.
All of these.
I know. So I think I agree. What I liked about this one is it's tied to that date, and it's a short little snippet.
Yeah.
And the ones I kind of popped in and listened to, I had heard about it, but didn't know like some of those details. So I think it's kind of a fun one if you want to start your day with true crime.
I have to laugh. So I was listening to these podcasts. I thought, I got to listen to these podcasts. So there's a cardinal outside chirping, and I think, well, this is just so, but then the podcast part of it, but I love that stuff. And I, again, it's short and sweet, and it was a great suggestion, Sarah.
Yeah, I thought it was fun by the dates. So I would scroll and looked at my birthday, and I looked at all my, like, my kids' birthdays and my husband's birthday
idea.
To see what happened. I don't remember, but it was fun.
I think it reminds me of, so on my phone I have set to show me, like, here's pictures from 2 years ago today.
Oh, so do I.
So that's what it reminded me of. It was like you can go back and get a little snapshot of the past.
Step back in time. Oh, I do too.
Anything else about true crime before we wrap up?
No. You guys mentioned some really great suggestions that I'm going to definitely be reading.
Yeah, and it seems like there's just more and more coming out with podcasts and stuff on Netflix, just these shows you can watch. So there's just so much out there that it's kind of crazy to think how many serial killers and criminals
are
out there enough to make shows about and books and podcasts.
Or that even after like however long of time period it's not solved, or we still don't know why, even
unsolved murders.
Okay, well, thank you guys for joining
you.
Me for our March library chat. We'll be posting the book list on our online public catalog. I look at Leslie. And on our blog for our listeners who are interested in any of the titles we discussed. Our library blog again is iowalibrary.blog. Or you can contact the library at 515-281-1323 to ask that the titles be put on your book list. You can also find our library podcasts, Library News, Library Chat, and Braille Bits on our blog as well. So we look forward to talking to you next month, and thanks for chatting.
This has been great.
See you later.
Bye.